You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. I'm so happy that you're here. You know what's so funny? Every time I do that introduction, I'm always reminded of when we first started doing the podcast together. Remember? Like it's been so many episodes ago. And I remember in the beginning, I struggled so much with being able to say that without taking a few deep breaths. So I don't know, perhaps I'm exercising my diaphragm or my podcasting muscle. I'm not sure. But anyway, I'm so grateful that you're here today. And I'm grateful that I can get through that introduction without taking a breath. Now we're going to take a deep breath and we're going into a deep dive into this topic today. How to stop battling with yourself. That's right, my dear. How to stop battling with yourself. Now, being a healing life coach since 2010, so now we're entering into, you know, the eighth year of being a healing life coach, I have seen and heard it all, really. So many people, when they come to me, I have seen so many situations when people come to me and they're literally working against themselves. They're battling against themselves. Now, being a chiropractor for more than two decades, I've also seen this. People battling against themselves, coming in saying, hey, I want to be healthy, but then doing all those things that work against their health. Now, being a fitness instructor, group fitness, I've been in the fitness industry for over three decades. Seen it as well. You know, every new year, seeing people make all these resolutions about how they're going to start coming to the gym, you'll see them for about 2 to 4 weeks, maybe six, and all of a sudden you see them less than you did before. It's just the way it works, right? But of course, you know, because we've talked about it so many times now, that it's not about a resolution. It's not a goal. It's a commitment. It's not a goal. It's a date. It's a decision. Okay, we already know about that. But today, when we're talking about how to stop battling with yourself, I've seen it time and time and time again. And personally, I've done it with myself. And you, my dear, I don't care how successful you are and how much you have mastered the art of living and loving your life, you've probably done it too. In fact, you've probably done it even recently. I'm not sure, but I'm going to tell you this. If you've been battling with yourself, today I'm going to teach you three things you can do to begin winning with and within yourself. Because let's face it, if you're battling with yourself, you'll always end up on the losing end. There's just no two ways about it. You're either on your team or you're not. And if you're not, then you're against yourself and you're fighting a losing battle. No one will win, my dear, especially you. Stop fighting. Stop battling yourself. Today's the day to start winning and to stop battling. Now, you may have heard the old saying that says something like, all you need to do is get out of your own way. In fact, maybe you've said that. I just need to get out of my own way. You know, for some reason, that's never quite set well with me. Because I remember back when I would say that, and back when I was in that belief pattern of thinking that I just needed to get out of my own way, I was battling with myself more than ever. I mean, am I the only one? But this idea of thinking we need to fix ourselves, that somehow we're broken, we need to be fixed, that we need someone else to complete us, that we're missing something, that we need to simply get better, that we need to work harder, that we need to work more. I mean, it's just on and on and on and on and on. And this idea of even trying and striving to be the best, you've heard me rant about that a little bit. You know, this whole idea of best, like somehow we have to reach this pinnacle. When what I've discovered is it's not about better or best, but it's about being excellent starting today. And how do you be excellent starting today? First of all, you be. And then you start. You start and then you keep going. You know, I've said to you before, you know, decisions, you make that decision. Once you make the decision, you know, like decisions do. Commitments are the ones that continue. You make a decision, you act, you take massive action, and then you continue because of your commitment that's based on that decision and your big why. So what do you say we get rid of this idea of trying to be something else, trying to be anything? Stop trying, my dear. You know, this is the deal. It's not about you being in your own way. It's about realizing and recognizing that you are the way. And it's not that you need to get out of your way, but instead you must realize that you are the way and allow yourself to become the way. So what do you think about that? I mean, isn't that like freeing to like get rid of this whole mentality of you need self-help? You don't need to help yourself. What you need to do is stop working against yourself, stop battling yourself, and even stop trying to help yourself. Be yourself, my dear. Care for yourself. And when you can care for yourself, you won't be caring so much about all these other things that don't matter. Okay, so what do you do in order to stop battling yourself? Number one, forgive yourself. I know, that sounds easier said than done, but let me tell you, it is actually easier done than said. If you're going to stop battling with yourself, the first thing you have to do is forgive yourself for the past, for the present, for your future. Seriously, face it. You're the only person that's been with you from the beginning of time, and you must be with you until the end. So you might as well get along. You might as well release yourself to be who you are. Be the way. Be the way. Not be in the way, but be the way. Meet yourself where you are today, my dear. Let go of the you that you used to be yesterday and embrace who you are today. And one way to do that is by forgiving yourself. Let yourself go. It's time to recognize who you really are today and to release yourself into becoming who you are, not only today, but tomorrow. And then number two, make a decision and a commitment to be your best friend, no matter what. I know, we've heard this before, like, hey, you got to love yourself to love others, which is absolutely true, as cliche as it sounds. But I'm telling you, if you're not willing to become your bestie and to pursue you, you're going to absolutely, constantly work against yourself. I like to think of it as this. Remind yourself of who you are, and then romance the heck out of yourself. Seriously. And I like to call it womance. Yes, W-O-M-A-N-C-E. No romance, womance yourself, as any great girlfriend or bestie would do. And when you begin to do that, seriously, there will be romance in your life. You'll begin to romance your own life by womancing yourself from the inside out. And last but not least, three, free your inner warrior princess and unleash your creative power by allowing your dreams and desires to express themselves. And in fact, I would say, allow her to express herself. Remember who you are. Remind yourself by listening to your heart's desire, your creative nature, your warrior princess that is within you, that incredible, powerful, passionate little girl that is showing up as the most divine, brilliant being, the woman that you are today, my dear, today, letting go of the past, reminding yourself and romancing yourself now, right here, right now, and remembering and reminding yourself of who you are. Today's the day. Stop battling yourself and start building yourself from the inside out. I sure hope you got something from this today. Please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. Number one, write yourself a letter of forgiveness. That's right. Write yourself a letter of forgiveness. And number two, introduce yourself. Just like you're meeting someone for the very first time. Hi, I am. Write yourself a letter of introduction. I would love to hear from you. I'm so grateful that you're here today and that you continue to sip on life with me each and every day and allow me to sip on life with you. Thank you so much for being here, and I will look forward to seeing you and sipping on life with you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.